The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future.
And all right, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. By the way, Bob, some people are moving some money around in Europe. Looks like Siemens. Now, they're a pretty big industrial technological giant in Europe. They've removed about 500 million euros, half a billion euros, from a major bank yesterday. Doesn't cite who the bank is, by the way, to move it into the ECB. There are other things going on as well, not only Siemens, but other companies as well. Are they getting ready? Are they getting ready for more bank failures in Europe? Is this why the funds are being shifted around?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Did you hear my question? Did you?
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was talking about European banks, Siemens, huge company over there, just removed a half a billion euros from a major bank yesterday, moved it into the European Central Bank. They're saying a large French bank, but they're not really naming the bank. Are the jitters going on over in Europe about further consolidation? Well, that's what they're doing with the banks, but further banking collapse?
Well, I think they're concerned about that. There's no doubt that otherwise they wouldn't have moved it. And they're saying, well, why take the risk? The two banks are Agricola Bank and Société Générale, which is SOGEN. And we don't know which of the two. They won't tell us. Supposedly to avoid a run on the bank, but I think there's a lot of switching going on. It's been going on for some time. And American money market funds and pension funds that had tremendous amounts of money in short-term and paper in Europe have been withdrawing their funds as well for fear that they, you know, might be left stranded with the loss of their capital. And that's why the U.S. That's why the Federal Reserve, Bank of Tokyo, Bank of England, and Bank of Switzerland agreed, as we said at the beginning of the program, to give a large amount of money, which the amount of which is unknown, but it's probably in the realm of $2.5 trillion is my guess. And so that's why they're moving things around. Maybe they think that the vote on the 29th of September in the Bundestag will be negative and no more loans will be made. And banks like SOGEN and Agricola and many others will go bankrupt.
Well, I find it interesting. Everybody's talking about Greece and Europe, but, geez, the United States has slipped off the radar screen. The U.S. dollar is up above 77, and this is exacerbating problems for Europe. But, you know, geez, to see the news here in this country, Bob, you'd think that our banking crisis is over with. We've got a bank of calls. We've got you all here. We'll get to you right after this break.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Fred in New York, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Thank you so much for taking my call, John. My question is for Bob Chapman. He worked on Wall Street, and I'd like to ask him, who is responsible for the enforcement of the laws on Wall Street, concern like the Federal Trade Commission laws and everything, because in 2008, we had like the biggest bank fraud ripoff in American history. Over $1 trillion of taxpayer money was used to bail out these banks on Wall Street, and it's almost been going on 4 years now. There hasn't been one indictment, one arrest I read about. You had Goldman Sachs, you had Lehman Brothers commit absolute fraud against the American people. It all got pushed back on the taxpayers, and there seems to be nothing done with our government except being almost complicit with the criminal acts on Wall Street. And I was just curious to know who is responsible for the enforcement of the laws to prosecute these individuals that committed such fraud against us.
District Attorney of the State of New York, District Attorney of the City of New York, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the U.S. Justice Department, the Securities Exchange Commission, and the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And none of them did anything. And don't expect them to do anything, because they're all involved in the Illuminati.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Two sets of laws in the United States. One
for
them.
Well, It had to be a reason, and I appreciate your straightforward answer, Bob. Thank you for being so honest. And, John, great show today. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Chris in Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've got to agree with the last caller, and I'm going after the Bush administration with the Treasury Secretary Paulson claiming that, you know, we needed to do something, writing a blank check. And then everybody's 401ks lost tens of thousands of dollars. And then we had the Bernie Madoff scandal, which broke the back of the average family. And when we look back at it today in the history books, that will not be written. It's an unwritten chapter. You know, George Bush wanted $87 billion for the war, and then he wanted another $87 billion. And yet our congressman, when it came to negotiate our health bill, the pharmaceutical companies clearly wanted the statement to say that the government could not negotiate for a lower price for a prescription drug. Now, I myself have just received a $90 increase this month for my blood pressure medicine that they got me by the gonads, and I've got to have it every month, but it was clearly done by our congressman because we can't buy it from Canada or an outside source.
Well, in much the same way that they're controlling what health care through these HMOs or various other organizations, you know, we have hundreds of insurance companies in this country, but yet when you look at the roster, you can only deal with about six of them in any given state. Why? Competition breeds a better product. You know,
I made that mistake, John. I went for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, which I thought was a good company. They broke it off in me, overcharged me, and I finally wound up getting a cheaper company called Medco. But the one thing I can say, well, also, let me ask you this, John. Rick Perry was all gung-ho about Texas seceding from the Union.
Yeah.
Have you heard any more about that, or was he blowing
more
smoke?
Not any more than I've heard on his campaign trail here about the 10th Amendment. You know, I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, here's a guy that worked with Al Gore. He worked on Al Gore's campaign. I mean, he's a true blue Democrat at heart. Just because he's from Texas and he says a few things, people mistake that as being conservative. And when all that starts to disappear, you slather it with a healthy dose of Jesus, and you say that I'm a Christian.
Yes.
You know, how many of these stupid neocons, I mean, even George Bush. George Bush did the same thing. Oh, he reads the Bible in the Rose Garden. He prays every morning. To what? It wasn't to the God that I recognize as the creator of the universe. It was some other little lesser-known God. It must have been. But that's all that they have to say. And then the evangelicals, they all jump on board to support this wonderful Christian conservative candidate. Conservative? How the hell can you be a conservative when you're a one-worlder?
Well said, John. Where's the separation of church and state? Well said, John. I commend you.
Right.
But you guys have a good day. Bob, you take care of yourself there, buddy. You have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I think Ron Paul ought to pick you for vice president. Oh, brother, could you imagine with the, Bob, could you imagine with all the resources of the United States government, what you could uncover in the world's going on? Oh, man.
They wouldn't be happy.
No, they would not.
And I'm sure I'd end up dead.
Well, we're all going to get there. It's the quality of life that I'm concerned about. And what I know, the quality of life is slipping rather rapidly. And I'll tell you what, if we can't turn this thing around, life in this country ain't going to be worth living. Unless you're predisposed to being just an abject slave and you enjoy being a slave. That you're so far down the road that you can't make your own decisions, that you cannot support yourself, you don't have the ability to collect your own information and data to make your day-to-day choices, then maybe you should be a slave. Maybe you should. Maggie Rodden. Hello, Maggie.
Hey, hi, John. How are you?
I'm well.
Listen, I've got a question for your guest.
This is Mr. Chapman, Maggie Rodden, and you can speak directly to him. It's okay.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Chapman. How are you, Bob? How you doing? Listen, I've got a question about Teresa Gilarducci, I think was how you pronounced her name. You know, the professor of economic policy who came up with that idea of a year or two ago about snatching everybody's money out of 401ks, IRAs, and that, and then they would, was the way she dreamt up that they'd pump up Social Security and give everybody a 3% return, and then when you died, you'd get 50% of your principal back. Do you remember when she was testifying before Congress on that? You remember that a couple of years ago?
Yes, 2.5 years ago.
Well, what do you think about the likelihood that something like that would, that particular plan would be implemented by these thieves in control?
Well, I think there's a good chance of it. And they left it in abeyance here till they figure it's the right moment to act on it. And we're seeing that in the Senate Finance Committee right now. They're talking about changing things within the 401k structure, and I'm sure that they'll take what they think are the passable parts of the bill that you're speaking of, and also the combination of the other bill that's in the Senate, both of which don't have numbers, which would limit the amount of money that people can take out of 401ks, IRAs, retirement, and how many times they will be allowed to take it out. And they're going to bring all those three together. They've started working on it. When you're working on that kind of a project, it's got to be pretty high up for them to act the way that they are on it presently. It may be not a top drawer item, but it's at least a 7 or an 8 out of 10. So they're pretty serious about doing something. How long will it take them? I don't know. The plan was put together in 1994-95 by the Rockefeller Foundation, and it was turned over to the New School, which has been a communist front for years, and that's who Teresa Gilardi is associated with.
Well, all right. I was just curious what you thought about that, the likelihood they'd incorporate that. Nothing. Well, obviously, I don't think anything surprising.
They're working on it. Believe me, they are. You wouldn't see it in the Senate Finance Committee, and you don't get anything in that Finance Committee, which is very powerful, unless there's a lot of steam behind it.
So I guess the best thing for everybody to do is take their money, buy a lot of gold and silver, food, water, and some lead and head for the hills, huh? Maybe? What do you think?
Well, I don't know about, you know, changing your location, but all of the other things, yes. It's the only way you can protect yourself. If you're in a big city, you get a problem. Big cities have the demonstrations and violence and that sort of thing. Whereas, you know, maybe in the outlying areas you wouldn't have that. But other than that, get prepared.
Well, I'd like to ask you another question, if I could. What about the likelihood that they'd be trying to confiscate people's gold again like they did?
Well, I don't think there's a possibility of that. Less than 1% of the people own gold and silver-related assets, and probably in coins and bullion, probably 0.07, 0.08 at the most. It's not worth it. Most of the gold buying is going on in China, India, Russia, Brazil, Mexico, Iran, and on. The Americans are not big buyers. They're buyers, but not in the numbers that they are presently in Europe. I mean, it's very difficult to get delivery of coins and bullion in Europe like now. And how do I know that? We have lots of subscribers there, and they send letters in, and we put them in the publication every week.
Do you think they're not buyers because they don't recognize the circumstances, the dire circumstances that we're in, and that's why they're not buyers like they are perhaps in Europe? Do you think that's why it is?
Yes,
okay.
I do. And I think it's ignorance more than that. In Europe, they have
hold on, Maggie Rodden, if you could hang on during the break here. We got to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
By the way, Bob, in case you don't know, the woman you're speaking to is Maggie Rodden. She's got a program on this very network from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time, The Unsolicited Opinion. Didn't know if you were aware of that.
No, I did not. I am not.
Oh, you are now.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what you're missing, Bob, I'll tell you.
Another woman told me that, and I've been with her for 47 years.
Well, see, Adele, you're a smart man. That just goes to show you right there. See, you should listen to women. A lot of times we have the right answers, you know.
Well, it's when the men run out of answers and the women are sitting quietly by and going, excuse me, excuse me. Anything else, Maggie?
No, actually, that's all I wanted to ask your guest about, so I thank you very much for your time.
All righty, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye. George in Texas. Ouch, that hurt my ears. George in Texas. Hello, George.
Yes, my question is directed to Bob. I've listened to a program today on the Internet, and the man was speaking about the problems in Europe with the bank closings or possibility of closings. And he said there's a maybe remote possibility that can spread to America. And so in anticipation of that, I've kind of taken money out of my bank account and put it into a bank box, a personal thing. So my question is, if there would be bank closings in America, would a person have access to his safe deposit box?
Probably not. And under the new rules that have been in existence for several years, government can hold those box captive. IOSA can go into them and take anything out of them that they want. We've seen that happen recently in the last couple of years in England. Private, this is not even in banks, just private safe deposit boxes, broken into by the police. Everything is taken, and they say that they're money launderers, so everything belongs to the government. So, you know, if you're going to take delivery of cash or of gold and silver coins or bullion, then what you want to do is get a home safe. You know, the gun safe is probably the best, but there's other kinds too. And, you know, I would recommend that one do that.
All right.
George, let me ask you a question. Why would you want to take your money, and I'm assuming here that you're going to cash it in for the Federal Reserve, you're going to do a deposit or withdrawal ticket, rather, and then you're going to stick your cash in a box. Why would you want to leave it in the bank?
Well, to make regular transactions at the window, I think that would be the frozen area that we wouldn't officially take money out of the bank. But if we have full access to our box, then long as during the working hours at a bank, I would be able to go in there and, you know, take whatever I need then.
Yeah, because the way I understand bank closing processes, Bob, is the boys from the FDIC come rolling in, other government officials, that bank is locked up, closed to the public, and there is no entrance for any private citizen into that place until they pour over the books and do what they need to do. And you don't have access to anything. Because at that point in time, when a bank is shut down, everything is suspect. And then they go rooting through the files and the data and trying to find out what positive assets the bank has versus the negative and how much on deposit and who has it and how much and the whole nine yards.
Is he in the group?
So,
I also have a... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I also have an account with a bank that has a brokerage division. Now, if I would, in anticipation of bank closings and such, would it be advisable to put the money into the brokerage company and then possibly have access from, you know, having a check sent out from the brokerage company that I could cash?
Well, first of all, if the banks are closed, you can't cash anything. Second of all, you are safer in the brokerage firm than you are in the bank. Because if the brokerage firm goes under, and that's separate from the bank, even though it's part of the bank, that's the way they're incorporated. If the brokerage firm went under, your account would just be transferred to another brokerage firm. That's the history of the brokerage business.
Yeah.
And everything that is in there belongs to you. But the question of getting a check, there may not be any place to cash it. And so you get the same underlying problem you have with the bank. That's why you're better off with cash, but not in a bank vault.
Yeah.
What you want it is a safe in your home.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, George. Do you own any gold and silver?
Yes.
Okay. Would you leave that in your safety deposit box if you wanted access to it?
I did at one time at the lower amount that I have, but it got a little too heavy.
I understand. Well, and my advice on the bank, you know, yeah, take your cash out, keep it with you at home, but leave enough in the bank to do your monthly transactions, paying bills, and writing checks. If that disappears, you're only out that amount of money. Thanks for your call, George.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bob, there was something that you wrote in your newsletter that I wanted to ask before Jeffrey Bennett comes up. You have that five U.S. banks control 95% of the derivatives. Of course, the biggest by far being J.P. Morgan Chase, which says the European and Asian banks are being subsidized and that the rules favor them, and that's detrimental to U.S. banks. Now, you say that that claim is baseless. Why are you saying that?
Well, the Federal Reserve is controlled by New York banks, and when they want something done, they just tell the Fed to do it. And when they want banks in Europe to receive monies or help, they instigate it through the Fed. But the system inherently in Europe is of continual fascistic subsidization. That doesn't normally happen, or nor has it blatantly happened in the past, but up until 3 years ago. I mean, there was the wink and the nod, but beyond that, it wasn't organized. In Europe, the banks are always getting money, have been for a long time from governments.
All right. Jeffrey Bennett, how you doing, sir?
I'm alive and well, and all of you?
I think
we're
alive.
Sounds like you're doing well. It's been a good 2 hours. I've been able to listen on and off to much of it. But I'm going to do something. I have a question for Bob. Amongst the headlines today, you know, Greece may live after all. I guess that means somebody's greased the wheels. It says efforts by Greece to avoid default pick up pace and look marginally more likely to succeed. Well, apparently they sold a bunch of, you know, T-bills or whatever. But then it goes on to say, as the S&P downgrades Italy's sovereign debt, what does the downgrading of one nation's debt have to do with the problems, in this case, downgrading Italy's? What does it have to do with the problems as to whether Greece survives or not?
Well, because it's an extension of the Greek problem. If Greece is going to have to be funded, and then Ireland will be want to have more funding, and then Portugal, and then Belgium, and then Spain, and then Italy. So it's a chain reaction. And so if Italy gets downgraded, that's not good, because it puts them closer to the category that Greece is in.
So we could, in the terminology pigs, we could be exchanging Ireland for Italy, and it's still everything is business as usual.
Look, the number that I came up with 2 years ago was $4 trillion to bail them all out. I changed it to $4 to $6 trillion about a month ago. When I told them what the problem was in Germany, they said, well, the problem's only $1 trillion. But when I changed my estimate, they changed that to $3.5 trillion. So they're finally catching on, and these people are experts. You know, I don't know where they were hiding, but I think they are under such political pressure they can't tell the truth, either in the ECB or the Bundesbank for this case, or the Bank of France, which is also deeply involved. And so if Germany, on the 29th of September, in the Bundestag, decides that they are going to fund the continuation of bailout money, then, as I explained earlier, there won't have to be a war as a distraction and an excuse to fund them anyway. On the other hand, the backlash in Germany is going to be ferocious. These people are just up in arms. Yeah, they keep being asked to indefinitely support the banks, and they do that through supporting the countries which take the money and send it over to the bank.
Well, it just seems to me that the economic problems around the globe just continue to circle it as if it were a satellite in orbit. It just keeps going from one country to the other. It just keeps circling the globe. Tomorrow it's Canada. Today it's the U.S. Next week it's France. It never stops. Is there any nation out there that appears to be immune from all this?
No, no one's immune. Yeah.
Well, I don't think so.
Some of it get affected less than others. Some that have had vibrant economies like Canada and Mexico, Chile, in spite of the earthquake. And Brazil has done well, but they're getting into trouble, and there's a communist running the country. Or at least she was until she got elected.
Well, And
so there's very few countries that are escaping this. And Germany will suffer as well, even though they're a very strong economy. They're not going to suffer like Greece is or the U.S. is, but they're going to suffer.
Well, what I find fascinating, gentlemen, remember when this whole banking thing started to come to public purview? What was the first country? It was Iceland. And then we saw the run on the banks in England. And then everything started to deteriorate, and then we had these banking crises, and then we had a little bit of information about maybe there's a little problem with the toxic assets, but they never talk about Iceland. What shape are they in now, Bob?
They're in okay shape. They're recovering. And the Dutch and the British are still badgering them, telling them that they got to pay their depositors off that were in banks that had branches from Iceland. And, of course, that's not true. They just don't care. I mean, when you have a bank and it goes under, it goes under. You lose your money. I mean, there's nothing mystical about that. Everybody knows that.
And, you know,
that's why they, you know, there's two things here with the problems in finance. Number one, the banks don't want to lose their power to control government. Number two, the people, if they think about it, don't want the banks to go under, because if they do, their money goes under too, even though they have an insurance plan in Europe, which is about, on average, about $30,000 to an account, as opposed to $250,000 in the United States. The FDIC is broke. They don't have any money. They got to get it from Congress. That means the Fed's got to print it, deepening the debt and increasing the inflation. At the same time, the thing will go on. Same thing will go on in Germany. There's no end to this unless you purge the system. And they're refusing to do that because they know if they do that, they will have to give up power.
Bob, have you seen anybody anywhere reporting what we would consider to be mainstream news outlets anywhere in the world?
Never.
And never. And what are your sources? And see, this, guys, this would put this would hasten the process if people understood how much off of these mortgage-backed securities about these derivatives that they floated worldwide. If people understood exactly how bad of shape these banks are really in, this would hasten this process rather rapidly. I think whatever's going...
That's true, and that's why I do what I do. And there's other people like me, but only a handful, unfortunately. And only a handful that have the background to do it. I mean, how many people do you know who spent 30 or 50 years within the banking or brokerage community who's on television or radio? There's Max Kaiser, and there's Paul Craig Roberts, and I don't know anybody else. And so that, you know, tells you that there are not enough qualified people to explain what I'm explaining.
Or
so even if you could get a major audience, there's not enough people to go around.
The other problem becomes, Bob, is whether there are three qualified people or 3,000 qualified people. It is then a matter of getting the unknowledgeable individuals out there to turn off Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and F Factor or X Factor and the football games to tune in and listen to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but Two and a Half Men got 27.7 million viewers last night. Hey.
That's too bad we didn't have an ad running on that show, John. Not that I think it would have mattered, because you're still dealing with the same brain dead mentality.
Yeah.
Somebody
next time I see Charlie, I'll tell him that.
Okay.
You please do so. But then Charlie's out of a job, so do you do?
But
they're making a deal.
But Charlie is groveling right now. He's been hitting the...
No, they got him dead. Charlie has him dead. They're the ones who broke the contract.
I read that this morning. They're getting ready to settle big time with this thing.
Sure they are.
What does he care? He's going to take his money and run. Doesn't matter if he works or not. And I wish he'd go back to movies. He actually is not a half bad actor. Get him away from that garbage on TV, but that's another story.
No, I think you're right. He's always been a happy-go-lucky guy. He was when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He was a wild kid. I know him. You know, I lived in Malibu.
Yep.
I mean, his father used to go to church with me, you know, three or four times a week. So I know these people very well. They pushed him to the limit is what they did.
Yeah. Well, his brother is far more like his father. They're very quiet. They kind of stick to whatever. Father's a little bit more political, but his brother just, you know, kind of stays out of everything. He works or he shuts up.
Yeah,
this guy's got to always be on.
I saw a clip, by the way, of the Charlie Sheen roast, and somebody said, you know, Charlie, you made mistakes. He said, but the biggest mistake that you made is giving out the guy's real Jewish name. He said, that's taboo. You never do that.
And that's true.
It is.
And, you know, there's a guy in the finance community that did that. Actually, there's two of them.
Yeah.
But nobody knows about it except me and a handful of people.
Yeah. You don't.
And I don't think people should do that.
Speaking of
I'll do another day.
You said something that sparked a question I wanted to ask you, Jeff. I've been seeing commercials, and the company will remain nameless. But I've been seeing commercials. You can buy gold for a 1% over dealer cost. Now, I caught that immediately. They didn't say 1% over spot.
No.
They said 1% over dealer cost. What exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, number one, the first fallacy is I've seen that ad. I know the company that runs it. And the biggest problem there is that they never acknowledge to you what their actual cost is. You know, it's always bumped up because no business, period, can stay in business selling a product at 1% over cost. They're not getting kickbacks from the manufacturers like General Motors does or Ford. You know what that was like. And, hey, we'll sell it for Monroney's sticker. That's, you know, so, or we'll sell it for invoice. Well, that's because General Motors and Ford and Chrysler were given big kickbacks at the end of the year to get rid of the old junk on the lot they couldn't get rid of. But when it comes down to things like gold and silver, I don't care what anybody tells you. There's another one out there saying, we'll sell it to you for cost.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great leader to get you to call so they can switch. Well, yeah, but we'll sell it to you for cost, but you don't really want this stuff. You want this stuff over here. Number one, yes, we sell it for more money, but there's a reason. It's more desirable. It's going to do you a better job. It's non-confiscable. They go on and on and on. And, you know, Bob and I had that conversation on this program as well. And it's a great leader to make the phones ring. But the truth and the reality is 9 chances out of 10, you'll never get to buy that coin. And number two, once again, what is cost? They're not going to tell you the reality of what cost is.
And, Jeff, the big fallacy about it is they're the dealer. So they're saying it's only 1% over dealer cost. What they're saying is it's 1% over what we want to charge because we're the dealer.
Sure. Well, they're not manufacturing American Eagles. They're not manufacturing Maple Leafs, et cetera. But it's always interesting. And for a client out there, look, if one of our clients calls and says, look, I talked to the ABC company that was advertising on Fox News, and I called them, and they're willing to sell me X product for this. Believe me, if I can meet that or beat it, give us a call at Republic Trading Group because we will do it if it's legitimate. And that's the problem. You never know if it's legitimate.
Yeah.
And at least the average caller won't. But that's their whole game plan. It's just to make the phone ring and then turn their slicky boy salesman loose on you to put the fear factor into you about not wanting to own that kind of gold or silver. This is what you need. And then right away they start moving into, you know, certified $20 gold pieces or fives or tens or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's fine if you're paying a fair price for them. Very few people do.
Well,
very few.
And, you know, there's product out there and there's marketing and there's salespeople.
That's right.
But I got to tell you something. In this business, I mean, hey, this is a relatively new business in this country. Started around what, Jeff, 1984, 1985?
Yeah, probably. And Bob could probably, he knows most of the players in this, I think. And, probably in the mid-80s is when they began to import. They were able to start importing the old $20 gold pieces that Roosevelt had sold off. And many of those had actually been sold to the French.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, Bob's having a side conversation.
Oh, there. Side conversation.
Well, I'll tell you what, while he's busy, why don't you give out the special?
Let's take care of some business. We've got it posted up on the site. It's another interesting mixed grouping. Some of the same items we had last week, but some others have been replaced. It's kind of a two-part deal, John, so let's see if we can get through this quickly before the break.
Okay.
First of all, there's a silver package, strictly for silver buyers, which we're having a lot of right now. This package will include 10 ounces of Johnson & Matthey Freedom of Speech silver rounds, 10 ounces of the French Statue of Liberty coin. All of these are one-ounce pieces. There'll be 5 Engelhart Prospector rounds. These are highly desirable privately minted rounds that came out of Engelhart back in the 80s. They're still in very high demand. This will also include a roll of 2011 Austrian Vienna Philharmonic silver pieces. So it looks like you're looking at about 45 ounces of silver in the package for $2,042 delivered. And it's a somewhat limited supply. But, you know, I strongly urge if you're looking to add to your silver or you're just starting, it's a great beginner's package. Now, here's how we turn this whole package into a Chapman special. We can add 5 gold pieces, some coins from the Netherlands, beautiful trade ducats, and an Uruguayan cinco peso, which is slightly in excess of a quarter of an ounce. That portion of the package comes to $1,640. With the silver, you can't get the Chapman special, which is a 1-year subscription to the International Forecaster newsletter, a renewal, a gift subscription, etc. But by adding the gold, you'll get the Chapman special. So part one of the package, all silver, $2,042. The second part of the package with the gold at $1,640. And once again, supplies are a little bit limited on this package. It's not one of these ongoing, never-ending deals. So if you're interested, do one of two things. First of all, pick up the phone after we're off the air tonight at 1-800-691-7898. When I say we're off the air, I'll be off in about an hour and 20 minutes, and you can call then or call now. Try to get a hold of Robbie, but I couldn't. And you can also shoot us an email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com.
Are we going to shorten that, by the way?
Yeah, we're working on that.
Okay, and, good deal.
It's become too much of a mouthful. I speak enough, John. I don't need to add one additional lengthy seven, syllable word in there,
Yeah. All right. Well, Jeff, you're coming up with Life, Liberty, and all that jazz in about 9 minutes.
You've got it. We're going to have a very interesting subject tonight called No Choice. The audience does not want to miss this.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, Jeff.
See you in a while. Take care, guys.
We got callers lined up, Bob. Let's get to these fine folks. Aaron in Colorado. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to say amen to what you've been saying. I listened to you about 8 years ago, cashed out my 401k, bought gold and silver, food, Second Amendment items. There's only one thing that I didn't catch. I got out of debt. I got rid of my new cars. I bought old junkers, but I didn't know about the jobs. I had a good engineering job, and in 2008, we all lost. The bottom just fell out, and there is no jobs. I've had about 5 jobs, from flipping burgers to driving a school bus in the last 6 years. I didn't count on losing my job. So I bought silver when it was $6 an ounce, like you guys had suggested. Mm-hmm. I bought survival food. And one other thing, everybody should buy Second Amendment stuff. That stuff never goes down in value. I've never lost on my Second Amendment items. But I didn't anticipate the economy falling out and there's no jobs.
Well, Aaron, I'm glad that you didn't have to cash in any of your gold or silver. You still got your Second Amendment items. You have your food put back. You probably have some water stuff as well to take care of that. We knew where this was going to go. This was part of the plan. I mean, imagine, Aaron, me telling bankers 20 years ago that you're going to be seeing your banking system collapse within your lifetime. I was laughed off the face of the planet. But we knew where this was going. We knew the fiat currency system was going to crash. We just didn't know when. And, of course, to go in on the final purge here and to reap all the profits and all that they could, rob, steal, and basically rip off of everybody. That's when they did their derivative bubble deal and stripped everything.
If I would have been a little more prepared, I would have grabbed another skill, maybe a welding skill or some plumbing or electrical. But even those guys, even our surveyors are laid off.
Yeah.
Surveyors, electricians, plumbers. If I would have known I'd lose my job and be making $10 an hour, I probably would have tried just about anything. But doing the other stuff did help me out.
All right. Well, Aaron, you're in the same boat as the rest of us.
Well, I wish people would listen to you because that's what I did. I cashed it out, took the tax hit on my 401, and turned it into gold and silver, and I don't regret it one bit.
Yeah, especially, and they've been sitting on the silver because of the short in the futures there. When this thing breaks loose, you're already at $40 an ounce. You spent $6 an ounce on the silver. What did you buy gold at? You remember? Did he hang up? Okay, he's gone. I'm sorry. Would have loved to have known what he paid for the gold. Robert in Oklahoma. Hello, Robert.
Thank you for being there. Yeah, I've listened to you for a few years. But anyway, I was just wondering about the dinar.
The who?
Dinar.
Oh,
the Iraqi dinar.
Here we go again, Bob. It's the old Iraqi dinar.
And I'll listen off air. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Bob?
A fool and his money is soon parted.
this was the who was behind this story to begin with? I mean, what was the purpose?
It's 8 years old.
Yeah.
And each week it's supposed to happen. And I've had some very intelligent people who have hundreds of thousands of dollars involved who have been in it, and they told me that this week it was going to happen. Well, it hasn't happened.
Well, what was so...
I've been hearing the same story for 8 years.
So what was the attractive thing that got everybody sucked into this? Well, what was the big thing about the Iraqi dinar?
Well, it was going to be supposedly revalued, which means if you had 10, you might end up with 100.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And you were going to make a lot of money, and that's not the case.
I mean,
it hasn't happened.
The Iraqi dinar, it's fiat currency, is it not? So how the hell?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. So how in the hell would it increase five times when the whole issue of fiat currency?
Well, I don't know about five times, but just say two times.
Well, at least even
because
two
I don't
times.
Know what the figures are. All I know is that it hasn't happened, and it hasn't happened because it's not going to happen.
Well, and the one fault with fiat money is it always degrades in value. It never increases. So, you know, the stuff has been going around for a long time. But I'd never ask you that question. Let me take one more caller here, BJ in Arizona. Hello, BJ.
Hi, John and Bob.
Hi.
Real quick, you might even have to answer it tomorrow. Is there any way to put ads in, like, the USA Today or a 15-second deal on TV somewhere to advertise RBN?
I could go... I can go rent a page on USA Today. It cost me about $70,000. You know, the best, I'm going to tell you something. We've tried many things before, and people don't know what it is, so they don't know enough to go there. The biggest success that we have is when we have somebody listens to the network on a regular basis and has something they can tell somebody, like all they have to do is listen to what their concerns are. Oh, I heard this on radio today. Da, 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 da. Well, where'd you hear that? Then all of a sudden, you've got their interest on where you got your stuff from. And the best advocate is somebody. You know the old story. You know, if you get done right, you might tell one or two people. You get done wrong, you know, you're going to tell 20 people. Well, in a case like this, the best ambassadors for this is people to listen to the network and have the ability to listen to people and their concerns. And you can point them directly at the network.
We could all put cheap little ads in our local newspapers then.
Well, maybe we can all keep walking and talking. Everybody that listens to this network, get one more person, and that person goes out and gets one more person. And before too long, we don't have to worry about any restoring of anything in this country because we're all going to be sitting quietly back on our little sack of survival stuff. With our Second Amendment items going, you know what? Possession is 9/10 of the law, and we want our country back, and we're here to see that it gets done. The informed.
Well, really accelerating. The loss is accelerating.
It
very
is.
Quickly.
It is, BJ. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bob Chapman, it's been a pleasure. We had a full 2 hours here, and I thank the callers as well, and I'll see you back here next Tuesday.
I'll be there.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, and thank you all for being here today. Remember, take a look at our webpage, support our sponsors. They help pay the bills here on the network.
The next round.